Welcome to episode 8 of npmom.com, titled, Left as 2, Came Home as 4. Thank you for joining me again on npmom.com. This week's podcast is going to speak to you about some learning lessons that I learned along the way in the first few weeks of being a new mom. For those following my podcast, you will know I gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. So needless to say, I had my hands full. Coming home was interesting. First off, keep in mind that the world will want to come and visit you. You need to be a sergeant, and you need to be very firm that you will get back to your friends and family once you've settled in. I can understand family wanting to be there the moment you get home. However, you need your rest, and so does Daddy. Keep in mind, the days and or nights you spend in the hospital were likely not very comfortable, and you're probably very sleep-deprived and tired at this point. And well, if you're anything like me, tired equates to moody, and that's not a good combo. My in-laws were at my house before we even arrived. It was a great greeting, but also a bit overwhelming. Being the owner of the home, I felt like I had to be a host and try to recuperate from my delivery and be a mom all at the same time. It was overwhelming to say the least. One thing I learned very early on was that I was not going to put my visitors first, whether it was friends or family. It was all about me and my babies. So hosting, well, let's just say it didn't really happen. I know many may be shaking their heads, and maybe you might even be nodding in agreement, but honestly, we're not built like machines. For every woman that has given birth, you know exactly what I mean. And for those that are soon to be moms, don't stress yourself out with trying to do it all, because it's too high of an expectation to put on yourself. And to be frank, it's not really realistic. Sats, my husband, had taken 2 weeks off of work to be home with me and the babies. It was great. And it really helped to put us into a routine. Because we knew the end would be near and Sats would soon have to go back to work, we made every day and every night count. It was very helpful to have the support from my husband during this time because it helped to alleviate some of the stress for me and not to mention allowed Daddy to have some bonding time with the babies. Now, I have Sats with me today as my co-host, and as many may be curious to know a male's perspective, I'm actually going to turn the table over to Sats and ask him what the first 2 weeks felt like, what worked, and what he would recommend for others, for other fathers out there.
Well, the first 2 weeks for me was very magical. I had, if you think about a week before this, I had no babies. A week, you know, once we got home, I had two babies to take care of. At the same time, I wanted to allow Putnam to recuperate. So I was also kind of a sergeant as well, in the sense of I said to her, you need to relax. I need to recuperate from your delivery. And I think for the first couple of days, at least after we got home, I took a little bit more of a leadership approach in terms of taking care of those kids. Whether it had been changing diapers at night, whether it be feeding them, getting the bottles or whatnot. So my tip to some of the husbands out there is really take care of your wife. Keep in consideration they've been through some trauma as well in terms of giving birth, whether it be one baby, two baby, multiple babies, it doesn't matter. They need to recuperate as well. So you really need to actively step in and step up and be a parent. Whether that be getting up late at night, whether it be feeding them, changing them, doing whatever you can. And I'm not going to lie, at first it's a little overwhelming, but as you get into the process, it gets a lot better because it gives you the ability to bond with your baby or babies in our situation. And to me, it was one of those experiences that I would never take back. If I had to do it all over again, I would do it all over again because those first 2 weeks, it's about letting your wife recuperate, you creating the bond with your kids and stepping up and doing what's right.
Thank you, Sats. It's very helpful to hear those recommendations. And I'm sure a lot of dads out there are very appreciative for that valuable advice. Now, from a mom's perspective, some tips that worked for me specifically was to get the rest I needed while my husband was off work. I wouldn't say that there's this saying, sleep when the baby sleeps. I don't know how much of that I actually really believe, to be honest with you. I'm not sure if it's a workable solution, but definitely sleeping when you can, even if it means a cat nap a few times a day, that rejuvenates you quite a bit. And remember, sleeping is the best medicine for healing. So during this whole trauma and delivery and everything else that the body has had to go through, having that sleep is definitely going to take you a long way. Another tidbit that helped me during the first few weeks was to try to get into a routine with my husband there on the sidelines. But I was doing it alone. Now, I know you're probably thinking I'm crazy for even attempting this, but trust me, it actually really worked. I'll give you an example. So my husband actually did go back to work and I had my older sister stay with me for 4 days. It was my sister's bright idea. And now keep in mind, she's a mother of twins as well. So if anyone knows this, it's her. She advised me to take full responsibility of the babies during the day and she would cook and clean. So she prepared the meals and she even cleaned the house for me. And I focused my energy on the babies and obviously on myself as far as recuperation went. This worked like a charm. In the short time that she was with me, I felt 100% confident to be able to take care of the babies. And I was very confident that as soon as she would leave and I was going to be left with the children myself, I would be able to do it. Something else I found that was extremely helpful was purchasing ready-made meals. It's quick and it's convenient. I can tell you from my own experience, it's pretty virtually impossible for me to make any gourmet meals and eat them while I'm still trying to get into the hang of things with my babies. So having to warm up the meals in the microwave or a toaster oven made it more manageable and, to be honest with you, more realistic. I would say by the time the babies were about 4 weeks old, I had it all sorted out for the most part, and I was ready for guests. And get this, I was ready to host those guests. The routine and the scheduling of the babies was tough at first, but it was a learning lesson for all three of us. Three of us meaning myself and my twins. As I had guests over, my husband and I would of course invite them on weekends and also during the in-between times of meals. This worked well because we would have enough time to prepare for the appetizers without having to make full-blown meals. I'm going to be honest, for the most part, your friends won't come during meal times. They should know better than that, but I feel the need to mention it anyways because you just never know. As you know, friends will come and visit and they will bring gifts for the babies. I've always told every new mom to not even bother buying any clothes for their baby because if it's not at the baby shower, it'll likely be after when you have the visitors come by that you'll receive a load of clothes. Now, one friend of mine gave me the best gift of all, food. She literally went to the grocery store and she bought me meals, quick and easy meals. She even bought me drinks, desserts, snacks, you name it, she had it. And get this, guys, she even brought meals for my husband. Clearly she's a mom and clearly she gets it. Honestly, after that moment, I thought to myself, what a great idea. I will definitely be paying it forward to new mothers out there when I go to visit them. No gift can top that, in my opinion. Now, I had mentioned earlier about the challenges I had with getting myself as well as the twins onto a schedule or a routine. And I'll tell you, for all those mothers with multiples, it's key. Scheduling will be your best friend, and it'll also help to keep you sane. Being one person, naturally, you will come to realize that you can't have the babies on the exact schedule per se, but 15 minutes apart is pretty darn close. I would change their diapers at the same time, feed them at the same time, and put them down for their naps at the same time. I even had a schedule made with timings of their feeds, whether they were having breast milk or formula, the quantity that they had. Now, of course, with breast milk, you're going to be estimating how much time they were on each breast, whether their diaper was a dirty one or a wet one, and that helped to keep me on track. Eventually, I would say within the first month, I stopped using this tool because the routine and scheduling became predictable rather quickly. For those moms that are interested in the schedule worksheet, I will have it on my show notes for you to download at www.npmom.com/episode8. I'm sure there are many other tidbits that I came across during the first few weeks of motherhood, but these are the ones that stood in my mind and honestly I found to be the most helpful. I hope they're helpful for you mommies and daddies out there. And with that being said, I'd like to sign off until next week. Please keep your comments, suggestions, questions coming, and I will do my best to get back to you before next week's podcast. Until then, stay healthy and stay hopeful.